I'm excited.
I'm excited too, man. I've been going crazy all day, just trying to put everything together.
I see the merch.
It's a weird day, but exciting, huh?
I said I see the merch. I see you rocking it right now. I see how you feeling right now. Look, I'm excited to have the Renaissance Man himself, the athlete, the producer, songwriter, college graduate, and performer, and I'm sure there's more. You have been a friend since we were young kids, since Salem, Seventh-day Adventist Church, and I've seen you grow into an amazing person. Without further ado, let me introduce you, the one and only Poetic Junior.
Is there... Yeah, I already know. Let's get it, man. Let's get it.
Now,
appreciate you having me, man.
Look, today we are here talking about who is Poetic Junior, life as an artist, and the new album that will be dropping this June 16th. Now, I would love to just try and start the podcast today. We're just giving thanks, right? Because I think there's a lot of things that we don't give too much thanks about, or we don't talk about it as much. So I'd like to just ask you, who and what would you like to give thanks to in this journey of your life at this moment right now?
Oh, I mean, number one is definitely God.
Speak on it.
definitely God, man. Because
heavy on the amen. I like that.
Nah, because you know what I'm saying? None of it. My existence is not possible, first and foremost, and just, like, my talent is not possible without him, you know what I'm saying? Like, for him to, like, you know, just give me the space to just pray, and, like, you know, pray is, like, a form of meditation, you know what I'm saying? It's, like, just to have that, you know, it gets me to the next day, it gets me to the next beat, get me to the next session, getting me to the next, you know, whatever, you know what I mean? So I can't... I wouldn't have gotten this far without him. So, you know what I'm saying? And he does so much for me. I know he's going to do so much more. You know what I mean? That's number one, for real. That's number one. And, you know, family, you know, mom, pops, brothers. The fact that, you know, I still got all of them, like my immediate family, I still got them all my life. And a lot of people can't even say that, man. So it's a blessing to still have my mom, still have my pops. My two brothers, man, like the fact that they're still here and safe, healthy, man, it's like, yo, I think about that all the time, man. I try not to because, you know, it can really affect you, but it makes you really appreciate it. And speaking of that, what I just said, like, it's an old movie. It's called Click with Adam Sandler.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Click. It came out in 2006, man. I ain't gonna speak too much about it, but it's like, yo, you watch that movie, you're gonna appreciate what you have around you. You're gonna appreciate the present, man. Sometimes, you know, we get so ambitious, like we get so much into the hustle where we forget about the simple things, like, you know, family and just, you know, our friends and stuff like that. And just like the now, you know what I'm saying? We might think too much about yesterday, you know what I'm saying? Like all the good old days, or we might think about like, oh, of what we could come tomorrow. We think about the future a lot instead of thinking about right now. We don't think about that until we get to the future. We're like, damn, I should have just did this and that at that time when we could just stop and do it right now.
You know what? Yeah. I'll piggyback on that to your point when it comes to friends. I was listening to the single that you put out called Outside, where you say, all of my Zoes, all of my bros, we getting that money that's fresh off the boat.
Fresh off the boat.
Now, for me, I'm saying it slowly. Of course, you have your own flow to it. And I know growing up with, you know, Zoes, how has that Haitian experience for you shaped your music?
Oh man, I didn't. That's a good question, man. I ain't realized until like mad recent, man. Like I be in the crib, and I just hear some throwbacks, like old Haitian throwback, old Haitian like throwback, like Haitian gospel joints. I would hear like I used to hear all the time growing up. It'll be mad soulful, and I used to like you know. I used to just shrug it off when I was a kid. Like, yo, what is this, man? Play some Kirk Franklin or something, man. Like, what's going on? But going back, I was just hearing it. I'm like, bro, like, this is what shaped me to who I am today, to have the ear. Like, because it would be certain, like, just melodies and strings in those old joints that, you know, It's not necessarily compa. It's not necessarily compa, which is like a Haitian genre, but it's not necessarily that. It's like its own thing. And it was just amazing how like, you know, sometimes you look yourself in the mirror today and you look back in your past and, you know, you analyze what made you that way, the way you are today. And I think that's part of it, you know. And also, my pops used to play the radio station Delilah, which is... It had a lot of the old joints on there too, like old joints. It had current joints.
I know what you're talking about.
So that helped me have a good ear for music, and it's a blessing, man. You know, if I having not only Haitian parents, but having Haitian like Christian parents had a lot to do with that, because man, my if it wasn't gospel people, like gospel artists, all they knew was Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and Stevie Wonder. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? So it's not everything I know outside of that. Like it's really all me. You know what I mean? So
I get that. I get that. I think to your point when you mentioned parents, and that's not to say that where this is going, this might not be it, but hopefully it is. Who do you feel like are your inspirations? And what did they instill in you while moving within this journey of creating music and just overall within your journey? And that could be artists, that could be parents, you know, whoever that is for you, and how did they instill that?
Or what if you could say, like, music-wise, like, as far as, like let's say rappers, right? Like, definitely Kanye, Andre 3000, you can put Jay-Z up there, man. Like, those are, like, big inspirations. Even you can put Pac up there, you know what I mean? But, like, just overall, though, like, it's got to be Mike, man. Michael, man. Michael Jackson, bro. Like, that man was just on a whole nother level. And, like, it's crazy, man, because he, before the time we was born, like, he been out. But he was still alive. Like, I saw a video of a kid like trying to just imitate him, and like I'm looking at this kid young as hell. I'm like, bro, this man wasn't even born when Michael passed. That shows you the impact he has not only with us but with just the whole world, just for like generations, man. So you know, it's definitely Michael, man, because the bar he set to be a great artist, and even though the first ones I named, like the Andre 3000 and the Kanye's, like they wouldn't be themselves if it wasn't for Michael. You know what I'm saying? So
you gotta put respect on Michael's name. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, you got to, man. You got to, man. Michael, that dude. You know what I mean? So, those are definitely top inspirations. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man.
I think because I'm within this podcast, of course, specifically talking with you, and I would feel like the bulk of the conversation should be, you know, the music. This is what you are putting out. This is what you have been creating for a while now. And I would like to know if, aside from Michael, I was doing a quick little deep dive on your IG. I was looking at some pictures for Earth Gang. You were with Earth Gang a minute ago. How was that for you? How was that experience for you?
Yeah, so the one that's on my IG, that's the first time I was able to work with them. That was a good experience, man. One of the homies, Caleb Seals, he directs a lot of videos in the industry, and one of them was Earth Game. That was one of the songs called Baptized. That was on the Spillers Village albums. I think it was the last one they did together. So it was Earth Day and Jid. And yeah, man, they was cool people, man. The thing about them is, like, you know, they have a lot of similarities to Outkast to the point where they don't mind being themselves. Like, you know what I'm saying? They don't mind being outside the box, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it was just fun. It's always fun to just try to be around people who's active in the industry, you know what I'm saying? Like, established and all that. So, yeah, man, it was fun. And plus, it made it even better because I did it with my brother. My brother was producing the video, and my little brother, he was in it with us. We was actually getting cameos. You go back to that video, we actually in it.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Look, you know what? I'll put in some clips in there, and of course, I'll definitely see, like, yo, I see you. I'll put you out. In regards to getting the chance to meet those, you know, present moment greats, if I can say that, do you feel like they instilled anything in you and what you're doing now?
You said who?
Jid, meeting Jid, Earth Gang, like them being artists themselves. Was there anything that you may have captured within that experience that, you know, essentially use that space to learn from them? And if so, if you did learn from them, what was that?
I don't know. Maybe just how they work the camera. You know what I'm saying? Like, because they definitely did way more videos than I have. So the way they work the camera and just they stage presence. I learned stage presence from just being around that. And not just because that's on the scene, but I really learned more so like off the scene. Because, you know, I'm a film dude too, so I learned a lot of behind the scene work, which was very cool. So. You know, I appreciate that moment, man. I'm blessed every time I get that moment to just be a part of different video shoots and stuff like that. So, and I'm ready to be part of more, man. So I could just keep learning, man. I'm a sponge, man. I never know enough, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'll be ready for the next one.
Speak on it. And speaking of more, what can we as the audience, you know, as a fan myself, what can we expect on the album that's coming out for June 16th?
Yeah, man. You feel like expect the unexpected, man. I tell you, that's what I love. I don't think I do it on purpose, man. I just be creating, man. It's like, yo, I just I like to surprise people on the first listen. The first listen is always the best listen, man. So I feel like when they first like press play on this, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna hear a certain sound and it don't go from like 0 to 100. Like, it's not gonna expect it. And, you know, you're gonna have a lot of vibes, man. You're gonna have a lot of upbeat tempos and, like, you know, a lot of club vibes. You're gonna have storytelling, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna have love songs, stuff like that. Yeah, man, I tell a lot of stories where I'm bringing it back to like my upbringings when it comes to like just me playing sports and stuff like that, and how I transitioned from being an athlete to where I am now, which is a musician. And man, just really showing that, you know, anything you start doing, like anything you try to become, like any passions you might have, don't expect to just be good right away. Like, you're gonna be bad, but if you, you know, keep practicing, stay locked in, you're gonna get good at it. You just gotta keep stay motivated, just keep playing the game, keep putting up shots, and just, you know, see where it takes you, because you never know. Because I was bad when I first started this, and right here, right now, bro, like, yo, I'm pretty good when it comes to this shit, man. You know what I mean? So I think a lot of people will see that once they hear the project, so I'm excited.
Look, brother, I'm seeing the humbleness in you. I'm hearing the humbleness in you. Like, no, and in all honesty, for someone to be in, you know, and this is off a tangent for me to see you and being in that humble space, knowing the work that you're putting in, you know what I mean? Like, you're a songwriter, the lyrics, the producing of the work that you're doing. You're doing that yourself. A lot of times people can be like, oh, you know what? I'll wait. you know, to have someone do something else for me. But you decided in those, in this stage in your life where it's like, no, I can do that thing and I'm good.
Right.
And you can right. say that. So now in regards to the work that you've put in, why do you feel like you made this album? Like, who is it for?
Man, I don't know, man. I just woke up one day wanting to be better. You know what I'm saying? I know I put a really good product, the last one, but it's like, yo, I just woke up one day. It's like, yo, I want to take this to another level. Like, I really just want to, like, just me as a rapper, like my rapping skills. I just wanted this to show people like different ways I could just, you know, take this, like different places I could take this as far as a rapper, man. So, I don't know. I want people just to get inspired from this, man. Just get inspired from when they listen. Just know that, you know, anything is possible as long as you put the time in. And just, I know it sounds cliche, but that's really what it is, man. You really just got to stick to it. And like, yo, it's like, every day is not going to be easy, man. A lot of days not going to be easy, man. But it's like, you just gotta do it, man. People think you got to do something. You got to wait to get motivated to do something. But nah, man, what makes the grace is doing something, even if it feels boring. Like, you could love something, but some days when you do something you love, it could feel boring. You know what I'm saying? It's like, let's say if it's like a girl, like you could love somebody, but some days with that girl, it just might be boring, but you still with that girl because you love her. You know what I'm saying? You still rock with her because, you know what I'm saying? And if you walk away from that girl, you know you're going to regret it in the long run. So you stick with her, you fight so you could just, you know what I'm saying? You stick where you fight just so you could get to that finish line and just, you know, have no regrets at the end. You know what I mean? So
I gotta plug this in because since you brought it up, you're talking about girls. Shouts out to Jazz. That's my ride or die right there. And
yeah, man.
I love her to death. So I completely
there you
understand.
Go, there you go.
I understand what you're saying. I'm gonna hold that down.
Fiance.
Hey, speak on it. Look.
Yeah.
Speak on it.
Goals right there, my boy.
Now, look, I'll say in regards to not only what I'm seeing right now, I got to plug this in too. I see you got the Lakers hat on. One of my questions is, you know, and this, for those who know, for those who don't know, for the passing of Kobe, there was a saying that he said, and this is my question to you. Are you finished? Is this
elaborate?
Great. So when you say never, what does that look like for you? What does that mean for you?
Did I say what?
When you say never, what do you mean by like what do you mean by that? Does I know in the beginning of the conversation you said you know God wanted you to do more. So when you say
So are you acting like when is the point that I'm gonna feel accomplished in this game?
I mean, no, presently in this moment, like, you know, are you finished?
Oh no, yeah, I'm far from done, man. Like, do I have moments where I feel like I just want to quit all the time? Yes, but it's like, yo, when you look back and see how far you came, you're like, bro, you can't. Hell no, nah, man, you can't. And not even just that, it's not just, it's bigger than me because it's like so much people I work with, they gotten so far to a point where it's like, yo, it's like, you never know what tomorrow could bring. Like, because like, not only you, but the people around you wasn't this far years ago. So like, let's say like it's 2025, like if you was to be done today in 2025, and everybody got far except you just because you just gave up on what you was doing.
Right.
And I can't live with that, man. So it's like, bro, I can only keep going because, you know, the sky's the limit.
You know what?
Sky's the limit.
Job's not finished. I love
Job
that
not finished,
you.
Man.
I love that for you. I love that for not only you, but the people that I know are going to listen to the music and feel that motivation and feel that inspiration, that it doesn't mean that it's done, and that believing in yourself means even at the moments of plateau, feeling of lows, highs, all of that within your journey, just to keep going. And with that, Mr. Poetic Junior, I'm grateful and honored to have this conversation with you yet again. Where can my audience find you and the new work you'll be putting out on June 16th?
All streaming platforms, man. You got, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal. It's gonna be on SoundCloud too. I'm gonna put it on there. YouTube, pretty much anywhere, man. It should be on Instagram. You'll upload it, TikTok. You know what I mean? So do y'all little dances and all that. You know what I mean? So. it should be everywhere, man. So definitely tune in. I got videos coming out soon, man. And this time it's only 12 songs. It's only 12 songs, man. It's my shortest project up to date. And it's very concise. Like, it's very, like, from like track to track, it's very smooth. Like, every track has a nice transition, man. And part of that, I could do that because I'm the producer. So I could, you know, control that. So it's a very nice listen, man. So I can't wait to see the feedback from people. And like, work out to this shit, man. It's called a walk on, man. You see me with the football gear, man. So I made it. A lot of the songs was meant to, like, you know, work out to and just, you know, be in a layup line with, you know, make a hoop mixtape, whatever. But, you know, it's versatile, so it got other layers to it too. So, you know, I can't wait for people to hear it, man.
Look, and I'm not only a friend, but I'm also a fan to the music. So I can't wait myself. And in regards to the work that you are putting out, before I let you go, what is one of the tracks that you believe should be the first listen when it comes to someone who is first listening to your work?
On this project or just overall?
On the project. Coming out on June 16th. On the project.
Okay. Oh, shit. That's a hard one. Maybe the intro, man. It's low-key an intro to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, to where I'm at and where I was, and like I say probably the intro, man. Either that. Yeah, maybe the intro. it's very hard to, let me see. Yeah, either the intro or Elevate.
Elevate. Okay.
Yeah. Elevate is track 11, the second last song. So, it could be either one of those, man, because those are nice little introduction, I guess.
Okay. We got intro and we have Elevate. On that note, this has been a pleasure. This has been an honor to get a chance to have a not only just a conversation about the music, but where and why you made the music. That to me is bringing not only the level of understanding to who you are, but to the music as well. So to end it off, I'd like to say thank you and congratulations to any and all achievements from this music that you have created and put in the work every day into this. And again, to my audience, I'm excited to let you guys know that this is going to be out the day of June 16th. Okay.
Yep, June 16th, man. Friday, June 16th. Let's get it.
And it's on midnight. This is the walk on. Thank you again, yes, Mr. Poetic Junior. On that note, this
appreciate
is
you.
Love. On that note, this is Mark Destin with the Curbin Connection. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening.